Namaste friends, once again I welcome you to AES e-learning. You may be remembering some of the important points that we discussed in the earlier modules, especially in the second module. At the end we were discussing about planning, especially about resource planning. So according to the Agenda 21, if we think about it locally, do you think that one, resource planning, is a difficult process? Every planning is difficult. Why? Because it involves various thoughts and actions, especially wise thoughts. Now, think of resource planning, the requirements for it. What are the requirements for a resource planning in India? First one, inventory and identification of resources, that is done through surveying, mapping, measuring the characteristic properties of resources. The first one. Now, after surveying, mapping and measuring, you have to examine. Examine what? Examine the availability of resources from the point of view of technology, economy and needs. So the third one is comparison of resource development plans with other national efforts for resource development plans. Once again, you recap. Resource planning involves identification and inventory of resources across the regions. Then surveying, mapping and qualitative and quantitative estimation and measurement of resources. Third point, developing a planning structure with apt technology and skill. Then comes institutional setup for implementing resource development plans. Then matching the resource development plans with overall national development plans. Think about India. Did India make any such resource planning after independence? Definitely. Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru introduced the 5-year plans in the year 1951, and India is continuously making efforts for achieving the goals of resource planning. Can you find out which 5-year plan is running now? It is 13th 5-year plan. It already started by 2017 and 2 more years are left out. By 2022, that 13th plan will come to an end. And remember that this particular plan is giving emphasis for the defense development of our country. Okay, now let us see how can we conserve resources. This is very, very important. If we wish to progress, certainly we should think of preserving something for the future. Now come to the particular opinion of Gandhiji. Who was Gandhiji? Mahatma Gandhi, who actually struggled for India's freedom for many years. Today, if we breathe the air of freedom, he played a very important role in it. Gandhiji once voiced, there is enough for everybody's need and not for anybody's greed. Why did he make this particular statement? Because greedy and selfish individuals exploited the nature, the natural resources. Moreover, they used modern technology to exploit more. Finally, that became the root cause for resource depletion. Understand, Gandhiji never supported mass production. Instead, he always demanded the production by masses, means the maximum involvement of people in production. And we know very well, resources are very essential for economic development. We can say that availability of resource is very essential for the development of a country. But at the same time, technology is equally important for its development. But there are many regions in our country which are rich in resources but are included in economically backward areas, whereas certain other regions which are poor in resources but are still economically well off. Now, the irrational use always result in many socio-economic and environmental problems. So, India is very much concerned about the development of resources, especially in general, and that resource development involves the availability of resources, availability of technology, availability of skill. Equally important is quality of human resources. What is this quality of human resources? Education is must. But with education, he or she should know the skill and he or she must be healthy, without which we cannot achieve the particular task. So, conservation of resources cannot be done by individuals alone. So, it should be the concern of the government. Now, let us see what are land resources and how that land area is utilized in our country. You know very well, land is used for various purposes. Can you tell some of the purposes? Like living and performance of various activities. Land supports natural vegetation. Our life on the earth, the life of the wild animals. Think of transport and communication. So, we see that land is important for us in innumerable ways. And therefore, it should be used very judiciously. What about India? India is a land of varied relief features, of which 43% of the land area is under plains. That provides facilities for agriculture and industry. 30% is under mountains, which provides perennial flow of rivers, facilities for tourism and ecological aspects. What about plateau region? Plateau region accounting for 27% of the total land area provides us minerals, fossil fuels and forest materials. Now, see that how land area is utilized and for what purposes. In the beginning we told, now land is used for various purposes. This is for what? Land is put to various uses for satisfying the needs of man. Land use depends on several factors: physical factors, soil, climate, and human needs, as well as capabilities and technological advancement. When we talk about India, it is 3.28 million square kilometers. The total area of India is 3.28 million square kilometers. Out of this, land use data is available only for 93% of the area. A comparison of the land use pattern of 2011 to 2012 with that of 1960 to 61 shows that the net zone area and the land under forests have increased, whereas waste land and fallow land have decreased. Now, what is net zone area? Net zone area in India is about 54% of the total area, including the fallow land. This is the highest percentage of the cultivated areas. The cultivated area in US is 20%. Canada it is 5%. China it is 11%, Japan it is 13%. So there is a great variation in the net zone area from state to state. It is 10% in Arunachal Pradesh, Mizoram, Manipur, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. But it is as high as 80% of the total area in Haryana and Punjab. Now think of the gross zone area, net zone area plus the area zone more than once in a year. That is known as gross zone area. Then what is fallow land? The fallow land constitutes 10% of the reported area. The lands which are either less fertile or have inadequate irrigation facilities have to be left fallow. It is left fallow or unsown for 1 or 2 years so that the soil could recoup its fertility, which was used up by the crops grown earlier. Now, what is culturable wasteland? Land that is left uncultivated for more than 5 years. What about pasture lands? That means land under pastures. The pasture land including tree crops is as low as 4% of the total reported area. Despite a very low percentage, India has the largest number of livestock in the world. This has become possible due to agricultural waste, husk and chaff being used as fodder. The percentages of pasture land are 26% in USA, 2% in Canada, 30% in China and 2% in Japan. Think of forest land. Area under forests is about 22% of the reported area. If you view from any point, this low proportion of land under forests is a problem which must be given immediate attention to. Only when we are able to reach or exceed the target of 33% of land under forests can we hope to restore the environmental balance. It is essential as the life of the forest communities depends on the forest. Now, land sometimes not available for cultivation at all. Due to the pressure of the population, about 14% of the area is put to non-agricultural uses. What are they? Industry, transport, commerce and trade and recreational facilities like playing fields claim substantial areas of land. And once again, if you talk about area cultivated more than once, about 16% of the net sown area is cultivated more than once in a year. What is the major problem now India faces? The major problem that India faces today is the rapid growth of population. This actually puts greater pressure on land. more and more land is required for settlements, roads and railways. Since the land area is fixed and cannot be increased, we must make a proper and judicious use of land. A still more important is to prevent the land under agriculture to be put to non-productive uses. The end of the third module. Now we will discuss about land degradation and the causes for land degradation in the fourth module. Thank you for listening to me.